Little kids are so funny. Jared and his friend Bradley are playing war. They're upstairs building a bunker in the bathtub, filling it with pillows.
And you'll never guess what Jared asked Bradley. It's a very important question. And the story is called Lesson from a Little Brother. Psalm 71, verses 15 through 18. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Our story, Lesson from a Little Brother. Little kids are so funny, Tyson was laughing as he came into the kitchen. Jared and his friend Bradley are playing war. They're upstairs building a bunker in the bathtub, filling it with pillows. We better be careful, Dad. According to them, there are bombers overhead, submarines all around the house, and tanks roaring up the street. Dad chuckled. I see what you mean, he said. But get this, Dad, exclaimed Tyson. I was standing outside the bathroom, and I heard Jared say, Are you going to heaven, Bradley? And Bradley said, I don't know. Then Jared said, We could die in this battle, and it's real important to know you're going to heaven when you die, so repeat after me. And Dad, he led Bradley in a prayer to accept Jesus. That's amazing, said Dad with a smile. Good for him. But, Dad, the danger isn't even real, protested Tyson. Well, the war they're preparing for in the bathtub certainly isn't real, agreed Dad. But I'm proud of my little boy. He loves his friend enough to want him to be safe, even in a bathtub war. Jared's right. It is important to know you're going to heaven. Any one of us could die at any time. That's true, Tyson admitted. I guess you can learn things from a little brother. I know I should do a better job of talking to my friends about God. He frowned. I've invited Scott to our church youth group, but I don't think I've ever asked him straight out if he's saved. I guess I should talk to him about it, but I'm not sure how to get started. Why don't you start by talking to God about it, Dad suggested. I'll do that, too. Then come back, and we'll see what ideas we can come up with. Tyson nodded. Okay, thanks, Dad, he said. He started to leave, then turned back. But what about Bradley, he asked. Do you think he's really saved now? I don't know, said Dad. If he truly believes in Jesus, he is. I'll talk to him about it and make sure he understands who Jesus is and that he can know he's going to heaven. Well, how about you? Do you know if your friends are going to heaven? You may think your friends will live a long time, and hopefully that's true. But you can never be certain of that. Make sure your friends know they need Jesus today. Let them know you want them to be in heaven with you. Psalm 71:15, My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. And our key thought, tell friends the way to heaven. Jesus is the only way. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father, in other words, gets to heaven, but by me. Be sure you have invited Jesus to be your Savior, and then tell your friends. Keys for Kids is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan.